Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Monday, September 29th of 2025. Welcome into the Chad Hasty Show. Glad to have you with us no matter where you are this evening. Maybe you're still at work, you're heading home from work, maybe you're already at home. Maybe you're out taking the kids somewhere, you're going to an event. Well, we're just glad that you've tuned in on this Monday. And maybe you're catching us on the podcast. Hey, we're glad to have you. Glad to have you on the podcast as well. And we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a looming shutdown, as the vice president came out just minutes ago and said, yeah, looks like we're going to have a government shutdown. Looks like it may happen. Looks like there might be. You know, these Democrats, they're not wanting to negotiate. They don't want to negotiate. They want to give away free health care to illegal immigrants. It's just very sad what they want to do. It's what they're willing to risk a government shutdown over. So we'll talk about it today on the program. Will it really matter to you? Will it really impact you? That's really where this comes down. How does it impact me? That's the big question that voters have. Well, how will this really impact me? So we'll kind of talk about that on the program today. We've got a lot of statewide and national news to get to throughout the show today. It's a Monday. We also like to know how your weekend went. What was the best part of your weekend? You can text in. You can give us a call. You can get in on the text or on the social media stuff. But just let us know the best part of your weekend. What was it? We like to start things on the right foot. We like to start the week in a positive way. And that's by taking a look back on your weekend and finding out what the best part of the weekend was. Maybe for the Cowboy fans out there, it was the Cowboys did not lose by 40. In fact, they didn't even lose. Cowboy fans, hey, we didn't see a losing team. We didn't get a winning team, but it was a tie. Professional sports ending in a tie in America, isn't that just wrong? No NFL game should ever end in a tie. It's just deflating to sit there for hours watching a great game and then, okay, it's over. Yeah, we can talk about that as well, because I watched the entire game. I was Cowboys fan. I'm going to stick with it. I'm the diehard Cowboys fan. I know, at least I went into it going, this is probably not going to be pretty. And it wasn't a bad game unless, you know, you're a defensive person. And then it was a pretty bad game. So we've got all of that to get to. We've got other news as well. How do you get in touch with us? Well, you've heard from everybody else all day. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the big topics of the day. And one of those ways to get in touch is by the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name, where you're listening from. That way we can give you the proper shout-out whenever you text in. You can also reach us on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on Instagram, on X, and also on Facebook. And yes, you can tap the app and send us a message on whatever station app you're listening to us on. There's a bunch of them out there. You can send us a message right there on the app. It's easy enough. And yes, we have that old-fashioned way of doing things. The OG way of getting in touch with a radio talk show, it's using the phone and dialing 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he is just days away now from being a married man. Nick, how are you today?
I'm doing well. You know what I'm looking forward to the most?
Out of this week, what are you talking about?
Just being married in general.
Just being married in general, yes.
The old ball and chain jokes.
Oh, you know, boy.
My soon-to-be wife, oh, she'll love them.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I'll be qualified to make them.
Yeah, you will and be qualified to make them.
I'm very excited.
Yeah?
That's a new page in my life.
Have you told her this?
No.
Have you told? No, okay.
It'll be a fun little surprise.
Yeah.
For everybody. For everyone.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll go well. She'll just laugh and laugh. It'll be great.
So this weekend. Now, is everything planned? Is everything done as far as the wedding goes?
The wedding, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few little things, you know, as far as, when pictures are being taken. And
sure.
Who's going to be shot.
What?
By camera, you know, in order.
Yeah.
For photos.
The stuff you really don't care about.
Little things.
It's just, hey, you're the camera person. Yeah, you tell us what to
we're
do.
We're paying you, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I like to think of it as things that we can figure out and find an answer to the day of.
Yeah.
They do not require long, you know, planning or scheduling. It's just, hey, you know what? When we're there, the little details, we'll figure it out. We'll fix it as it goes.
Now, while you are doing pictures, this is the time where normally those who are attending the wedding, they get a little stir crazy.
Sure.
Because you typically, you know what, a lot of people like to do it right after the wedding ceremony.
Right.
As people are arriving, and they just kind of, you know, if you're having two different, like you go from one venue to another,
okay,
or if there's switching going on, there's usually that little lull in the middle where you know you have the bridesmaids outside who are sort of trying to jump in the air, get their picture taken, but they're wearing dresses, so it doesn't really work that well.
Right.
But the photographer's like, "Hey, this is take 26.
Yeah.
Let's try it again, ladies." And they're trying. And meanwhile, everyone else is just like, "We're bored.
Yeah.
Are y'all going to do that? Or are you going to have something fun going on?"
The good news is the ceremony and reception.
Same place.
So
that's good.
Hopefully,
I like that.
Yeah. So there's no commute.
Yeah.
Besides getting up and walking, you
that's
know,
good.
Across the grass to the where the reception will be. But we've been over this many times, and I'm trying to remember. We're doing something.
Yeah.
Everybody gets to be able to do something while we're taking photos.
Yeah.
Because what we tried to do is we wanted to eliminate boredom.
Yes.
As much as we could. So there's other things that people can do.
That's great.
Because, you know, what is it? I guess dinner would be typically shortly after, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
So what we did our way, we wanted the wedding to be fun. We won because we knew.
Ideally,
we knew that people, and fun for us, sure, but fun for everybody
else.
Exactly.
Because
let's be honest, most people dread going to weddings. If it's not if they're not directly related to you, and even then.
Yeah.
In other words, like, oh, I got to go to a wedding.
Sometimes,
You know, I mean, that's just how it is. So we wanted it to be fun. So at the very beginning, we had people, hey, you want to go and go get a drink at the open bar?
Mm-hmm.
go ahead and go get a drink.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Go get a drink. We got popcorn available as well. People went, you got a popcorn? We had a popcorn machine.
Wow.
Go get you some popcorn.
I may steal that idea.
Yeah, have some fun. Go get you some popcorn. Go get you a margarita.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. There you go. During halftime, which is,
sure,
you know, when people were getting their pictures taken,
yeah,
we had some music going.
Mm-hmm.
We also, we had a raffle going on.
I'll let you finish, but I have a follow-up to that, too.
We had a little raffle. So when you came in, you got mm-hmm. a little ticket.
Yep.
You got a little ticket because we kind of did like a carnival slash fun. So we had bought like some Texas Tech t-shirts and like just some things where it was, hey, we've got 30 minutes or whatever to kill over here.
Yeah.
We don't want people just...
Right, exactly. Sit watching others take pictures or talk.
And so we were like, let's see who wins stuff.
Yeah.
And people had a blast with it.
I think that's funny you brought that up. We won't be doing a raffle.
Yeah.
But we are doing a quiz.
Okay.
Like a little quiz.
Oh, like a little trivia thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Exactly. So what it's about us.
Yeah.
We're going to, when people sit down, they are immediately, for the reception.
Yeah.
They're immediately met with a piece of paper.
Yes.
With some questions on it.
Beautiful.
And they have to give their answers. So while we're off doing whatever, we're taking pictures, we're doing whatever, they get to fill out
a
questionnaire, a trivia sheet.
You should give me, if you have like a copy.
I have the questions. Yeah,
you should give me the question and just let me see how well I know.
The thing is, like, you have to know both of us.
Well, I've met your fiance one time. For about 3 minutes.
Yeah, and that was more than 2 years ago.
Yes,
I
feel like I know her very well. Yeah. And so I think I could go through the question, and I think I could do very well.
The fact that you know me,
yes,
I think that really would help.
Yes.
So I think you, even though you have not met
her. And I'll be honest, I don't think I know you that well.
Hey, every day.
Every day I'm learning something new. So I don't know. But I think, you should give me the quiz and see, just see how well I do.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So we're coming down to it.
I know.
The wedding's on Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
I was just talking to a coworker earlier. It still hasn't clicked.
Yeah.
It's a weird feeling.
Yeah.
It is weird. I know it's what, 5 days from now? There's so much here and work-related things going on that it's just it's hard to split work life, personal life, focusing, okay, this is coming up.
Yeah.
But one of these days it'll hit me.
Last week I told you, hey, I'm going to make some of the running topics about you this week or about the wedding, you know, whatever.
No.
So here we go. We'll start it off on a Monday.
Great.
Which marriage do you regret the most? No, I'm just joking. there'd be some people who would answer that question, though. Because, Nick, we talked about you've been discussing the, you know, talking to the DJ about music, all that stuff. What for you married folks out there, and even maybe for you folks who were married, maybe not so much anymore, what was the what was your first dance? First dance song to the first dance that you had as a married couple. Do you remember it? Do you know what the song was? You can text in at 806-680-2790. So song, first dance as a married couple. What was the song? You can text in at 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Do you have kids? then you know the importance of properly installing their car seats and buckling them up correctly to protect them from injuries. Unfortunately, most parents think their children are safely buckled, but that's not always the case. Visit SaveMeWithASeat.org to easily sign up for a free car seat inspection near you. Keep your kids safe with properly installed car seats and by buckling them up correctly so you can save them with a seat. Brought to you by TxDOT.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Politico with the headline, White House shutdown summit fails to produce a deal. There are still large differences between us, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said after the meeting. Congressional leaders left a high-stakes Oval Office meeting with the president without a breakthrough Monday, greatly raising the likelihood of a government shutdown beginning early Wednesday morning. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer told reporters at the White House that there are still large differences between us. Their bill is not one iota of Democrat input, he added, referring to a House-passed seven-week stopgap funding bill that Senate Democrats rejected this month. That is never how we've done this before. You're not in power. The Democrats aren't in power, folks. But they're holding the country hostage, and they want to go into a government shutdown. Why? Because what they're pushing for, is to find health care for illegal immigrants and to give more funding to NPR. That's what they're fighting for. Quote, I think we're heading into a shutdown because the Democrats won't do the right thing, Vice President J.D. Vance said after Schumer and House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries spoke. He accused the Democrats of making a preposterous demand, saying you don't use policy disagreements as leverage. Vance also became the first Trump administration official to open the door to negotiations on a key Democrat demand, an extension of key health insurance subsidies that are set to expire at the end of the year. Vance said, let's work on it together, while insisting any talks would happen out of the context of an open government. Another person granted anonymity to describe the closed-door meeting, said it was a, quote, frank discussion, but the two sides are too far apart at this point. Quote, there's no way right now, one person added. Ahead of the meeting, Trump himself cast doubt on the prospects for a deal. Now, remember, just 2 weeks ago, the Democrats were saying they were all for a government shutdown. They wanted a government shutdown. Now they're trying to blame the Republicans. They're trying to blame Trump for a government shutdown. Now, what really happens during a government shutdown, especially one that is only a partial government shutdown? Not much. There will be some national parks that may not open. If you're on a vacation in Washington, D.C., hoping to go to one of the museums, you may be screwed. But other than that, not much is going to – you're still going to have national defense. Meat will still be inspected. Checks for Social Security will still go out. This idea that people can't live with the government running full throttle is completely wrong. And that's why the Democrats won't let it go on for very long. Is because if they were to allow this to go very long, one, you would have some mass firings going on. But number two, more and more people realize, maybe we don't need the government running at the levels that it has been running. Maybe we don't need the government in our lives 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Maybe we don't need this. Maybe we don't need all these positions filled. Maybe we don't need this. So I think any government shutdown that does occur, if it occurs, I believe it'll be very short. One texter saying marital advice for Nick now. You're skipping ahead today, Mud. You're skipping ahead today. That's going to be tomorrow. Marital advice for Nick. Don't ask your wife what's for dinner while she's mowing the yard. That's That is good advice. Don't do that. But today's running topic, today's running, what was your first dance as a married couple? What was your first dance? What was the song of the first dance? You can text in 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Matt Wayne in from Burke Burnett. I Cross My Heart by George Strait. Great song. Let's see. Rhonda and Harley weighed in Case You Didn't Know by Brent Young. Very good. You can text in at 806-680-2790. But also with what's the difference between a mosquito and the Dallas Cowboys? Eventually, the mosquito stops sucking. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and much more on the Chad Hastie Show. The Chad Hastie Show brought to you in part by First Bank and Trust Texas, firstbanktexas.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Anti-lock brakes. Automatic lane correction. Rear view backup cameras. Of all the many features and vehicles designed to keep you safe, the most effective one is you. There are more big trucks and other vehicles on our roads these days, but you can safely share the road by keeping your eyes off your phone, slowing down, buckling up, and making sure you have plenty of room when passing. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines. We're learning more about those kids who nearly drowned this morning northeast of Houston. The Liberty County Sheriff says the kid's mom gave them NyQuil and then tried to drown them in a pond near their house. He says the kid's dad saved them and deputies rescued the mom. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has sued American Airlines claiming disability discrimination. The lawsuit claims the Texas-based airline violated federal law after refusing to provide a reasonable accommodation for a blind reservations representative and then fired her. Austin police say they've identified the guy who murdered 4 teenaged girls at a yogurt shop back in 1991. They say DNA testing led them to a serial killer who has since died. The Dallas ICE office, where gunfire killed a detainee and injured two others last week, did not open today as planned. Migrants started showing up for appointments this morning, only to find the office still shut down. The Border Patrol says it stopped another $3 million worth of drugs from coming into the U.S., thanks to a couple different stops at the World Trade Bridge in Laredo. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Alan Skaya.
If you're operating equipment on a job site, you know how important uptime is. ASCO is committed to keeping your equipment running no matter what. With fast service, trusted technicians, and rental backups, ASCO is on it to provide you with the support you need. Sales, rental, parts, service. We're on it at ASCO Equipment. Visit ASCOEQ.com or stop by your local ASCO today.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original carsforkids.org. Towing is free and you'll be helping kids in our communities. Carsforkids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. Carsforkids.org picks up vehicles in any condition and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
Lubbock Top Lane's weather forecast on this Monday evening, and temperatures are going to be rather mild most of the evening. The morning lows will drop near 56 degrees, and that feels more like the fall season. High temperatures for your Tuesday at 84 degrees, and then another day of temperatures in the upper 50s by Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday going to 90 degrees for a high. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. President Donald Trump with a warning yesterday of widespread layoffs if the federal government shuts down this week, telling NBC News that we're able to cut a lot of people on a permanent basis. The Trump administration last week telling federal agencies to begin preparing for mass firings if Congress doesn't agree to a deal to avert a shutdown. Medicare Advantage enrollment is set to fall for the first time in nearly two decades, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The agency estimating that enrollment will be 34 million in 2025, which is less than half of all U.S. seniors, which is down from nearly 35 million this year. On Wall Street, stocks were higher to open the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 up slightly and the tech-heavy NASDAQ growing by close to half a percentage point. Crude oil futures for November down near 4% above 63 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Pure opportunity is what Michigan is all about. The opportunity to do more. The opportunity to connect with the best talent. The opportunity for people of all backgrounds to grow and expand their business. The opportunity to live and work in a state where paychecks go further. The opportunity is now, and it's right here in Michigan. Visit MichiganBusiness.org to discover all the ways the Michigan Economic Development Corporation can help your business thrive.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. KFYO is your connection to West Texas. Local voices, local issues, and a commitment to our community. We're not just reporting the news. We're a part of it. Streaming online at KFYO.com or on the KFYO app. News Talk, 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
From the Panhandle to the South Plains to the Big Country, it's the Chad Hastie Show.
All right, back on the Chad Hastie Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Those of you in the Lubbock area, you probably you may have seen, we have this up at KFYO.com. You can hear the audio. Lubbock Police Department releasing updates on a shooting that occurred in Southwest Lubbock over the weekend. According to LPD, officers originally responded to reports of a loud party in the 5500 block of 76th Street at around midnight. At around 12:44 in the morning, they responded again with the reports of shots fired at the scene. When LPD arrived at the scene again, they located one person with a gunshot wound. They were transported to UMC, where they would later be pronounced dead. The victim identified as 20-year-old Dion Lilly. Additionally, 18-year-old Addison Gardner was checked into UMC with a gunshot wound. After arriving to the hospital in a private vehicle, another unnamed minor was also treated for lacerations to the arm and Covenant in connection to the incident. At least as of the time that the story was reported, no one had been arrested. But this is a really big deal. A big deal is the audio was shared on social media and really went viral. As this is a neighborhood that is not known for overnight shootings. Known as a relatively safe neighborhood. And you had just a ton of gunfire exchange. It sounded like, I saw some say it sounded like a war scene. As you had people just firing, and police haven't said if there was more than one shooter, how many people had guns. They haven't released that much more information other than one person is, you know, was dead. But some of the reporting that's been out there is that this was held at a house that was a Airbnb. And apparently had been rented for the evening. Now, Airbnb, they've tried to cut down on these homes that are rented for party purposes. You know, they have on their guidelines, no parties. You cannot have a party at an Airbnb. But, I mean, how do you crack down on it? How do you, you can't police that if you're Airbnb. I think the only way to get rid of stuff like that is to say no one-day rentals. Like, you can't just rent a place for one day. You've got to have multiple days that you pay for. And I don't know if they would ever go to that. But, that would be maybe the only way to really cut down on this. But you've seen in some communities where they've gone through and they've passed regulations getting rid of a lot of these Airbnbs in neighborhoods because neighbors were getting tired of these parties breaking out and then eventually something bad happening where gunfire is exchanged. Let's see. Texter says the shooting was only two blocks away from my parents' house. My dad said the house had been turned into an Airbnb recently. My father also said you could see shell casings all over the yard. I'd read on at least one social media post where there was somebody down the street that had a bullet land in their yard. And you think about, I mean, just how dangerous that is. Number one, thank goodness, not that, you hate to hear anyone loses their life, but, only one person died. You listen to that audio. And, Nick, you heard the audio of the shooting. I mean, there was a lot of gunfire. There was a lot of gunfire. And the fact that only, maybe two people got hit by bullets is quite amazing. But then you think of, had somebody tell me, maybe these people weren't good shots. That makes it a little bit even worse because then you got bullets just flying around a good neighborhood. You got people inside their homes that are having to dodge that now. Now they have to worry about that crap. So it was just terrible that it happened in that neighborhood. It's just terrible that happens anywhere. But just you hate to hear this stuff. 806-680-2790. We asked you, for those of you who are married or once married, whatever it may be, what was the song you danced to? Your first song together? What was your first dance? What was the song? Kim and Lubbock, Forever by Kiss. 806-680-2790. You can weigh in on the phones as well. And let's go to the phones. We've got Herman. Herman, what is going on, my friend?
Not much, Chad. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic.
Now, I'm just going to answer your question.
Yes.
First song I remember my wife and I dancing to was Ray Price and My Heart Belongs to You.
All right.
And I've been dragging that ball and chain for 5 years now.
Oh, is she with you right now, Herman?
No.
Did she? Okay.
You don't think I'd say that.
Look, hey, you live dangerously, my friend. I know you like to live dangerously, so I bet she's listening right now, though. I can tell you that.
Yeah, she probably is.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm getting home.
Yeah, you're going to get in trouble when you get home. Herman, have a great day out there.
You too, Chad. Thank you, sir.
Let's see. Kendra weighing in. Lots of families live in that neighborhood. That's very scary to think what could have really happened. It could have been a lot worse. Absolutely. Absolutely it could have. 806-680-2790. Let's see. As a former venue/Airbnb owner, cities are banning them because they don't have to pay hotel and motel taxes, not because of the party. Well, that is true too. But I have seen places that are cracking down because of the parties that happen at some of these places. But yeah, I mean, a lot of it started because of the hotel and motel taxes that the cities like to gobble up. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. Nick, is this going to be y'all's first dance? Y'all's first? It's nice. We'll be right back.
I just call to say I love you.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hey, low water crossing. Stop the car.
Now I'm going to drive right through it.
Oh, not with me, you're not.
In Texas, low water crossings fill up fast. Your vehicle can be swept away in 2 feet of water.
Let's just turn around and go a different way.
And be late for the party? No, I'm driving across it. What are you doing?
I'm getting out.
Wait. Hey, I've got an idea. How about we turn around, go a different way, and be late for the party?
You are so smart.
Turn around. Don't drown. A message from TxDOT.
Extreme heat is a leading cause of weather-related deaths in the United States. The American Red Cross is urging you to take action to protect yourself and loved ones. Stay hydrated by drinking plenty of water, even if you don't feel thirsty. Aim for a cup of water every hour and avoid sugary, caffeinated, and alcoholic drinks. Check your urine color. Dark yellow means drink more water. Stay cool by spending time in air-conditioned places. If your home is too hot, go to a mall, library, or cooling center, or take cool showers or baths. Wear lightweight, loose-fitting clothes in light colors and avoid strenuous activities when it's hottest outside. Stay connected by checking on others and asking for help. Talk to your doctor if you have a chronic condition or take medicine. And remember, don't leave children or pets in a parked car. Extreme heat is too dangerous to be invisible. Remember, stay hydrated, stay cool, stay connected. To learn more, visit redcross.org/heatcheck. Sponsored by the American Red Cross.
Make KFYO your number one preset on AM and FM. And put the KFYO app on your phone or tablet's home screen. The news and talk of West Texas. News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Oh,
Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. A couple of messages on the app chat here. One from Mike in Lubbock. Friday, I was going to chime in, but I got busy. I was listening to Hannity. Heard audio snippet of the producer, Nick, saying that he doesn't like biscuits, but he'll eat croissants. I was thinking, what are you talking about? Well, it's a croissant. It's a flattened biscuit all rolled up. Yeah, Nick hates biscuits. He hates biscuits maybe more than anything on earth. That's how much he hates biscuits. Let's see, but he is a big fan of the croissant. Big fan. In fact, that's what they're serving for dinner at the wedding is just one croissant. It's, you know, it's very nice. Very nice. Let's see. Another app chat message. Chad, did you see the news from Trump on Truth Social supporting hemp CBD? What are your thoughts on this? Do you think it made Charles Perry and Dan Patrick cry a little bit? Well, I did see the video. Trump, there was a couple of things in this. Trump endorsing the hemp-derived CBD for senior health care. It's out of Reuters. Shares of pot companies rose on Monday after Trump advocated for the benefits of the use of cannabis oil in senior health care. Trump said last month his administration was looking to reclassify marijuana, which could also result in potentially easing criminal penalties around its use. Hemp-derived cannabis oils could revolutionize senior health care by helping reduce disease progression, was shown as an alternative to prescription drugs, Trump said in a post on Truth Social on Sunday. Regulations around the commercial use of hemp and CBD were significantly eased through the enactment of the Agricultural Improvement Act during Trump's first term. Now, what Dan Patrick and Charles Perry wanted to do was ban this. Their bill that they wanted to pass would have banned all of this hemp-driven CBD, the stuff, again, that I've talked about that just makes people makes people feel better. It doesn't get them high. It doesn't. You know, you're not walking around with the munchies. You're not a pothead on this. It's just stuff to make you feel better. A lot of grandmas and grandpas use this stuff. A lot of older folks use this stuff. A lot of veterans use this stuff. But Charles Perry and Dan Patrick, they wanted to get rid of it because, you know, of other reasons. They say it was for the children. It never was for the children. I just wonder if they're going to come out against Donald Trump now. I don't know. Charles Perry, he says it's going to be back in the next session, which would go against Trump. So I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he's not on that part of the MAGA bandwagon. I don't know. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line. Trump said he would head Gaza Board of Peace in a new post-war plan. This out of the Hill today. Trump would chair an international board of peace to govern the and reconstruct the Gaza Strip as part of a 20-point plan released today by the White House describing an end to the war between Israel and Hamas and a transition towards peace. As chair of the transitional body, Trump would oversee the framework and funding for redevelopment of the Gaza Strip until a time when the Palestinian Authority, the governing body in the West Bank, has met conditions to assume governance in the Gaza. Israel's military would slowly scale back its presence. Quote, this body will call on the best international standards to create modern and efficient governance that serves the people of Gaza and is conducive to attracting investment, according to the plan. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair will also be a member of the body, according to the White House proposal. Blair has served as a key figure working with Trump or the Trump administration and Trump's son-in-law and former senior advisor Jared Kushner on a post-war plan for the Gaza Strip absent Hamas rule. The Board of Peace is point nine on the 20-point plan. Quote, he's a soft touch, but easy to deal with, Trump said of Blair. He said other names will be announced in the coming days. The plan was announced shortly before Trump gave a joint press conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House. And Yahoo said, I support your plan to end the war in Gaza, which achieves our war aims. It'll bring back to Israel all of our hostages, dismantle Hamas's military capabilities, end its political rule, and ensure Gaza never again poses a threat to Israel. Yeah, we'll see. A 20-point plan for the Gaza. That's a lot of plans. And you also have to think about how, you've had a lot of terrorism in that area for a long time. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm not going to hold my breath. When we come back, your phone calls, your texts, what song did you dance to for the first time as a married couple? That's your running topic. That's what we want to know, as Nick is just days away from getting married. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Live talk on Sunday nights. Ben Ferguson, Sundays 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The state, the nation, the world. From a Texas perspective, News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO Lubbock.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
From ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. After meeting with President Trump, the top Democrats in Congress say there's still no bipartisan agreement on a bill that would avert a government shutdown tomorrow.
The White House meeting ended without a deal and with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer complaining.
Their bill has not one iota of Democratic input.
The House-passed bill extends agency funding through November 21st, but Senate Democrats demand that Republicans include an extension of expiring Obamacare subsidies and reverse recent Medicaid changes that the GOP-led Congress just made. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
They're trying to bring in extraneous issues.
Continued disagreement would bring about the first government shutdown in more than 6.5 years. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
According to a court filing, YouTube has agreed to pay $24.5 million to settle a lawsuit President Trump filed after he was suspended from the platform in 2021 after the Capitol riots that year. $22 million will be used to support Donald Trump's construction of a White House state ballroom. The money will be held in a tax-exempt entity called the Trust for the National Mall. Another $2.5 million will go to other plaintiffs in the suit, including the American Conservative Union. A new close call being reported at Los Angeles International Airport.
American Airlines Flight 2453 was rolling down the runway at LAX on Sunday evening, reaching 154 miles an hour. When down the runway, a German cargo plane crossed the runway without authorization. Air traffic control telling the German plane to stop.
German cargo 619 heavy stop.
The audio from liveatc.net. The American Airlines flight slammed on its brakes, told to abort its takeoff.
American 2453 canceled takeoff clearance.
Planes got within a mile of each other. According to the FAA, the American flight had 94 passengers and 7 crew on board. The FAA will investigate. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
You're listening to ABC News.
Mm-hmm.
This is Ted Cruz, and you can listen to Verdict with Ted Cruz every Sunday at 11 on KFYO. Tune in as Ben Ferguson and I go behind the scenes on political debates and government decisions that define our country. It's Verdict with Ted Cruz, Sundays from 11 to noon, right here on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
Top Lane's weather forecast on this Monday evening, and temperatures are going to be rather mild most of the evening. The morning lows will drop near 56 degrees, and that feels more like the fall season. High temperatures for your Tuesday at 84 degrees, and then another day of temperatures in the upper 50s by Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday going to 90 degrees for a high. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics of the day, anything that we've gotten into. Feel free to give us a call if you've got any thoughts on the looming government shutdown. We can, of course, get into that. The running topic today, in honor of Nick, who is just days away now. His wedding's on Saturday. And, well, we ask you today, just what was your wedding song? What was the first dance that you and your spouse danced to? What was the first dance? So what was the name of the song? You can, of course, text in at 806-680-2790. You can also give us a call at 1-800-687-0790 and sound off on any of those topics. And anything else that we've been talking about, you can weigh in on the text line. The Hill, good piece here. The government never shuts down. What actually happens in budget standoffs? Congress threatening another government shutdown as the September 30th deadline approaches, but here's what most Americans don't understand. The government has never shut down, not once. What people call shutdowns affects only the most visible, least essential services. The actual machinery of the government continues operating normally during shutdowns. Somewhere at 3 a.m. this morning, USDA food safety inspectors walked into meat processing plants across America. They'll examine 37 billion pounds of meat this year, not because politicians told them to do so this week, but it's because that's what the permanent government does every year. In windowless rooms at the National Weather Service, meteorologists are today analyzing atmospheric data that'll determine whether your flight gets delayed tomorrow. At USDA's Global Intelligence Centers, analysts are tracking crop conditions in 95 countries that could affect American food prices for months from now. Nuclear engineers monitoring reactor cooling systems that will not take a day off. This will all continue going on, regardless of budget negotiations in Congress. This is the government that Americans rarely see but depend on absolutely, and it reveals why the term government shutdown is fundamentally misleading. What actually stops during shutdowns are visible public-facing services that make citizens feel the political pain. This includes tourist visits to national parks and the Smithsonian and processing some permits and applications. Here's what continues. Nuclear reactor monitoring, air traffic control, food safety, disease surveillance, border security, law enforcement, military operations, social security payments, Medicare processing, weather forecasting, and thousands of other essential functions. In terms of shutdown language, the government consists of 15 enormous agencies run by the country. The government in this sense is very different and separate from politics. Politics is what happens in Congress. The debates, standoffs, and theater of elected officials, government is the infrastructure of 2.2 million career professionals who maintain complex systems regardless of election outcomes. The Department of Health and Human Services processes Medicare claims for approximately 63 million Americans, with the program serving nearly everyone over 65 plus younger Americans with disabilities. The Department of Energy manages not just power grids, but the entire nuclear weapon arsenal, warheads, delivery system, and the scientific infrastructure that maintains them. What does the shutdown theater actually cost taxpayers? Lost productivity. The 2013 shutdown cost $2.5 billion in back pay to 850,000 furloughed employees who missed a combined 6.6 million workdays. All that productivity was permanently lost since they were paid for work not performed. Shutdowns also result in special expenses specifically related to preparing for shutdowns. Before each shutdown, agencies have to develop detailed contingency plans outlining which functions will continue and which will stop. This pulls hundreds of thousands of employees from their normal duties to document procedures that everyone hopes will never be used. Shutdowns cause economic disruption. The Congressional Budget Office estimated that the 2018-29 shutdown reduced the GDP by $11 billion in all, including $3 billion that will never be recovered. Finally, shutdowns cause a great deal of administrative drama. Beyond direct cost, shutdowns can delay tax refunds, almost $4 billion in 2013, halt fee collections, and force the government to pay a penalty interest on late payments. Now, the article continues, and it's up over at the Hill. But it shows you there's no need to panic over anything. It's not going to impact you, the average citizen, at all. Unless you plan on going to the Smithsonian. And maybe a national park. If that's your plan, well, yeah, you may be delayed a little bit. But that's why when you read about the doom and gloom of a partial government shutdown, any of these employees who miss time, they're going to get paid. They get paid for a vacation. That's why so many of us, we balk at this idea of, oh, this is going to be terrible. This is going to be horrible. I say, if there's going to be, go ahead, let there be a government shutdown. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt us. We're going to be doing just fine. We're still going to be on the air. We're still going to be going about our daily life. It's not going to impact us one bit. And for the Democrats out there, that's what they get scared of, is that a lot of people will look around and go, huh, after a few days, they'll look at it and go, wait, this isn't too bad. Now, CNN, MSNBC, Fox will play it up because, you know, it's news. MSNBC, they'll play it up because here in the heart of New York, CNN. They'll go to their Washington, D.C. bureaus, and they'll show tourists who go, who've gone to Washington, and they won't be able to go inside the Smithsonian. They won't be able to go into their favorite places. And while that's sad, while it can screw up a vacation, long term, this really doesn't do anything to you. Other than having to redirect your travel destination, you'll be okay. You'll be all right. And let's not forget that it was the Democrats who have been pushing for this shutdown for weeks now. The Democrats, they blame Republicans. Well, because Republicans didn't reach out to us. Guess what? The Republicans are in charge. The Republicans have the White House. They have Congress. If you don't like it, go out and win the next election. But instead, they want to shut down the government and blame Trump. All in the name of getting your money to pay for the health care of illegal immigrants and to get you to pay for NPR. That's what they really want. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, we'll get to your phone calls, your text messages, and much more on the Chad Hastie Show.
I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But why do you look so fine?
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, the Chad Hastie Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with the Chad Hastie Show podcast. The Chad Hastie Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hastie Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
On the road with Mr. Rhodes.
I see a lot of things on the road that make me wonder. Like someone in a cow costume selling beef jerky? I mean, if I were a cow, would I be selling beef? And one thing I've got to beef with is pedestrians not using intersections and crosswalks. Those horizontal stripes keep you from ending up horizontal. Cross only when the signal says walk. And always look left, right, left. That's a key to staying safe on foot. And that makes Mr. Rhodes very happy.
Be safe, walk smart. A message from TxDOT.
Chad Hastie Show. Daniel and Lubbock weighing in on the text line about first song as a married couple. Me and my bride's first dance to Beautiful Crazy by Luke Combs best describes her perfectly. Been married 7 years in October. Excellent. Early congratulations. Let's see. Rick and Lubbock, every time there's a threat of a shutdown, we go through the same nonsense. If, and a big if, government workers are shut down and sent home, they'll get a week or two off of work and back pay for it. Absolutely. Another texter, Brady from Slayton with his the song Waltz Across Texas from the Tiny Lynn Band. We haven't heard from him in a long time, it seems. Ben Runkel. Dear Chad, thanks for doing a show today. We know you're busy with your hand modeling career in Portugal. Give us one reason why federal government shut down hand modeling in Portugal. Give us one reason why federal government shutdown is bad. Give me any example going back to the shutdowns in the 90s under Clinton that set America, set back America as a country. The government should probably shut down about every 3 weeks and save us a lot of money. Sincerely, Ben Runkle from Bovina, where we would be happy to host Nick on his honeymoon at the Big Steer B&B and Brunch House. RSVP required. Nick, what do you think? Would you, yeah, I mean, it's a little late in the game to be planning the honeymoon, but yeah, maybe, you know, maybe next year. Yeah, you look ahead and you spend your anniversary in Bovina. I mean, that's not a bad, you want to get in soon to the Big Steer B&B. From what I have heard, it's pretty exclusive. It's pretty exclusive. And you got to get those reservations in pretty early. So I'd go ahead and book now if I were you. And maybe Ben works there. Does he run the Big Steer? I don't know. Nick, did you invite Ben Runkle to your wedding? Did you send out an invite to him?
See, I really tried, but, you know, then I thought about our history.
Yeah.
And it was rocky.
He does call you Rick a lot.
He does. Yeah, and, you know, I'm
that's
like,
true.
I can't have anybody at the wedding.
Yeah.
Not getting my name right.
Right.
So, unfortunately, I had to take back the invite.
Well,
but it was close. I was thinking about it.
Yeah, you were thinking about it. I think
he is a close friend, so I don't know if he feels that way, but I feel that way.
He's someone.
Yeah, he is someone.
That's
someone
what I like
know.
To say. That, well,
he is, well,
no is...
He's someone we know of. And that's...
he's a faithful listener.
Yeah.
To the show.
Devoted.
Yeah.
Which is always nice.
He comes up with some crazy ideas every day. Like me being a hand model
in
Portugal.
Do you commute to do your
hand modeling
side hustle, or is this like a Zoom situation?
Oh, it's not Zoom.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not
the Microsoft
bad
teams?
Internet in Portugal.
Yeah.
And as a hand model, yeah, you don't want your hand to be distorted.
See, this is what I want. I want the tips for hand modeling
through the phone, yeah, through the Zoom. If you do Zoom,
no.
Number one, you know someone there is going to screw it up.
No.
Have you ever been on a Zoom call where everybody knows exactly what they're doing?
No.
And all their webcams are working and everything else?
No.
No.
Right.
So
yeah.
So how do you think it's going to work in Portugal?
Yeah.
So no, they're not doing that. What actually happens is, there's a plane, and
I'm just really hard trying to think. What do? You just sit and put your hands in front of the camera.
Well,
are you holding something?
Number one, I'm not holding my hands like that. Okay.
Hey, I don't know what kind of hand modeling you're doing.
I'm not a kitty cat doing a hand model. No.
Do you just like
this
do poses
like,
with the hands?
Well, let me say this.
I don't
again,
get it. Yeah.
One of the great documentaries of our time, Seinfeld,
yeah,
where George was a hand model.
Yeah.
And there were different poses, very masculine.
So, of course.
Hand, not like you were doing. I'm a little kid.
I don't know what you do. I don't know what you get up to.
Okay? No. Okay.
I don't know what you like to do.
That's not what us hand models do.
Okay.
We don't do. No.
Yeah.
No. There's a lot of. Let me just.
Like a
hand over the other.
Iron fist.
There's
yeah.
a lot yeah. of that, holding
like,
your
I
fist.
Oughta. There's a lot of
there's
that.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot of like strong man,
yeah,
dictator type of.
Right.
Yeah, where you throw your fist around,
yeah,
and people are very scared of that.
I think you have a hammer prop too that you like to.
Also, watches.
You know.
I do
true,
show
yeah.
up a lot of watches.
You do the old display the hand.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that would make more of a hand wrist model.
They got to pay you more
for
that.
Well, and I make a lot of money down in Portugal.
Yeah.
The exchange rate sucks.
About
that I can tell you.
$2 a Zoom call.
I make a lot of money in Portugal. You exchange it up here, not very much. They, whoever was doing my contract,
yeah,
they stunk at that part.
Yeah. They love hand models down there, though.
They certainly do.
Yeah.
Yes, in Portugal. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. There's going to be a listener right now Googling Chad Hasty hand model, Portugal, just to see if it could be true. And maybe it is, but I don't go by that name down there. 806-680-2790. You can see it. Really? Now, that's in U.S. dollars, Nick. That's not bad. $72,000 a year to be a hand model in Dallas? Let's shut this thing down right now. What the hell am I doing? That's how much you. No wonder George was wearing gloves all the time. Yeah, the Nick looked this up, and according to the internet, which is never wrong, you get a hand model. The average was $72,619 per year in Dallas, which is not bad. That's some pretty good money. Per $18 per hour in some spots. Hey, let me tell you something. Kids, you can live your dream. You can live your dream out there. I saw an article earlier where it talked about there are too few kids in Texas going to college and graduating. Hey, kids. You want to make $72,000 a year if you have nice hands? There you go. There you have it. I bet the women are making more money at that than the men, though. Just a wild guess. We'll be right back on the Chad Hasty Show.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Today's markets from the Texas Department of Agriculture.
Howdy, neighbors. Texas feeder cattle auctions were mixed, reporting prices $7 lower to $4 higher. Cattle futures were down, with October live cattle futures down 47 cents to close at 231.33. September feeder cattle futures were down 80 cents to close at 356.20. October cotton futures were down, closing at 63.05. December wheat futures were up 3 cents, closing at $5.08 per bushel. And December corn was down a penny to close at $4.21. November soybean futures were down 4 cents, closing at 10.10. October soybean meal futures were down 70 cents to close at 268.10. September Class 3 milk futures were up a penny, closing at 17.58. November crude oil futures were down $2.13, trading at 63.19. And the Dow Jones was up 69 points to close at 46,316. That's the market roundup from the Texas Department of Agriculture. I'm Cameron Guy Hodnett, filling in for Commissioner Sid Miller. Remember, friends, Texas agriculture matters. Sold.
TSN headlines. A mom northeast of Houston may have tried to drown her own kids this morning. The Liberty County Sheriff says she gave her three kids NyQuil and tried to drown them in a pond near their house. Their dad saved them. Austin police say they have solved a cold case where four teenaged girls were killed back in 1991. They say DNA testing led them to a serial killer who has since died. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has sued American Airlines claiming disability discrimination. The lawsuit claims the Texas-based airline violated federal law after refusing to provide a reasonable accommodation for a blind reservations representative and then fired her. The Dallas ICE office, where gunfire killed a detainee and injured two others last week, did not open today as planned. Migrants started showing up for appointments this morning, only to find the office still shut down. And the governor has signed a bill to help ambulance services in rural parts of the state pay their bills. The measure can give grants to counties with smaller populations. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Alan Skaya.
In the wake of the recent storms, the residential metal roofing professionals at Mueller Inc. stand with our neighbors as we began to rebuild together. Before replacing your roof, consider options that can help prevent future roof damage. Residential metal roofing from Mueller offers outstanding protection against Mother Nature. Mueller metal roofing is hail and fire resistant and, when installed to specifications, is designed to withstand winds in excess of 100 miles an hour. Plus, Mueller offers a wide selection of colors and panel styles, including metal shingles, to give the beauty and protection of what matters to you. With Mueller, you're not just choosing a product, you're choosing a company committed to your journey from design to manufacturing to delivery. With more than 90 years of experience, we stand behind our products with limited warranties of up to 40 years. Call 877-2-MUELLER or visit us online at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Lubbock's Top Lanes weather forecast on this Monday evening, and temperatures are going to be rather mild most of the evening. The morning lows will drop near 56 degrees, and that feels more like the fall season. High temperatures for your Tuesday at 84 degrees, and then another day of temperatures in the upper 50s by Wednesday morning. It's Wednesday going to 90 degrees for a high. Weather is brought to you by Sonic and the Sonic Smasher. Meteorologist Ron Roberts of Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Rising tech shares were helping the NASDAQ composite get off to a strong start to the week. The index was higher this morning by more than 0.5%. The S&P was up 0.25%. The Dow was off 79 points going into the midday. After a July that saw pending home sales fall by 0.4%, the National Association of Realtors says the figure rose by 4 full percentage points in August. The NAR says falling interest rates drove activity in the Midwest, South, and West. Toyota reports a growth in sales for an eighth consecutive month. Worldwide sales for the Japanese automaker increased by a little over 2%. Toyota's production rose for the third straight month by nearly 5%. Tuesday marks the end of the electric vehicle tax credit. For one more day, EV buyers are eligible for up to $7,500. Dealers say business has surged in the run-up to the expiration of that tax credit. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Local events, newsmakers, and information, it's Sunrise LBK on KFYO.
Coming up on Sunrise LBK on Tuesday, the last day of September 2025.
Cheryl Isaacs will be in the studio. She's with Coldwell Banker Real Estate, telling us about all the house sales.
And we've got a gift certificate for the Combine. Commons on the Square in Slayton. Coming up on Sunrise LBK on KFYO, the news and talk of West Texas. It's coming up Tuesday morning.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show on this Monday. Hope you're having a fantastic day. Hey, did you know that today is National Coffee Day? Yeah, National Coffee Day. So go out and enjoy a cup of coffee if you if you haven't already. Why not? Maybe this is for some people out there. It's like their 10th cup of coffee that they've had today. I don't know. Is 10 cups of coffee a bad thing? That might be a little too much. I don't know. There may be a certain time where you're done with coffee as well. In any case, whatever. Hope you had a wonderful National Coffee Day. For those who may celebrate National Coffee Day, we still got a lot to get into here on the program. You can send us a message on social media. It's where the show continues all day long on Twitter/X at Chad Hasty Radio. Also on Instagram. And yes, we're on Facebook as well. Speaking of all the digital sphere that's out there, this out of studyfinds.com, the warning signs are clear. We're heading towards a digital crisis. In a nutshell, people's daily lives are deeply entangled with digital technologies, from online banking to artificial intelligence, making society more vulnerable than ever to failures and cyber attacks. The digital economy operates like a massive social experiment where corporations reap the rewards while shifting most of the risks, such as data leaks, ransomware, infrastructure breakdowns, onto the public. Researchers warn that the system is tightly interconnected and lacks redundancy, resembling the conditions that led to the 2008 financial crisis. Warning signs are already clear. Past malware attacks, widespread flight cancellations, and constant data breaches reveal the fragility of our digital infrastructure. Without proactive regulation and stronger safeguards, experts caution that a systemic digital crisis may be inevitable. You know, I've really thought about this. You look at how much of our lives are online, and I don't mean social media. I just mean, you know, whether it's paying bills, whether it's banking. You know, there are some banks that are strictly online. There are some banks out there, and they're advertised all the time now, where it's just everything is done online. And there's not a brick-and-mortar building to go to. And then even if you were to go to your brick-and-mortar building, if everyone went to the brick-and-mortar bank to get money out of their accounts, would every single bank be able to cover it? I know they should be able to, but would they be able to cover it that day? And you look at how many people, and look, I'm guilty of this. I don't carry really a lot of cash. Sometimes I don't carry any cash. I'm guilty of that. People who are my age and younger, for the most part, we don't carry cash on us. We like to have the, you know, digital wallets. We like to, you know, pay with our phone. We like to pay with a watch. We like to do all of that, where it's just a bloop of a phone, and you don't have to worry about anything. What happens if that system goes down? You know, what happens if, for whatever reason, Apple, you know, there's an attack on Apple and their Apple Pay system goes down? Well, that's a lot of people who would not be able to, they wouldn't be able to pay for stuff. They wouldn't know how to pay for stuff, maybe, if that were to happen. If the entire, you know, credit/debit card system were to go down and you're at the grocery store, what do? You know, not only can you not pay, you can't even go to the ATM to get money out of your account. So, and God forbid there's an attack on the electric grid. Well, then what happens? So, you know, again, this is something where I could see there absolutely. We've already seen in places where there's a digital crisis when it comes to some of the malware attacks on businesses. When it comes to flights being disrupted, we've seen that that already occur. We've seen it on very, very small scales. We haven't seen widespread attacks, but I fear that one of these days that is going to happen. That we are going to see one of these attacks that can cripple an economy for a while. And, you know, the only hope out there is that, you know, we've got people working behind the scenes on how to disrupt that and how to counter that disruption that we may have. But it is a reminder that, you know what, it is good to have some of that cash on hand. It's good to be able to know how to go back and, you know, pay for stuff. But you look at how many businesses now don't even take cash. You know, you see the sign on the doors, we're a cashless business. We don't take cash. We don't do that. We don't deal in cash, which, by the way, people, you know, businesses are allowed to do that. I know I've seen some of the text messages from people who go, that's illegal. No, it's not. A business can opt just to go cashless if they want to. That's perfectly legal. They're allowed to do that. And, you know, we're also, you know, on top of that, with all of us becoming, you know, so, you know, dependent on debit cards, credit cards, you know, the plastic that's out there, Apple Pay, et cetera. You look at how many places now are charging a little tiny fee, a 3% fee if you decide to pay with a card. I was at a restaurant last week having lunch, and there was a 3% surcharge when you go and pay with your, even with a debit card, there's a 3%. It was a 3% surcharge in order to pay. So, yeah, I could see how we could be heading towards what they're calling a digital crisis out there. Hopefully we won't see that. Hopefully we won't have to deal with anything like that. But, I mean, there are bad actors out there who would totally like to wreck the economy. And one of the big ways to wreck the economy, have it to where no one can buy anything. Have it to where everything is shut down. Have it, I mean, even as small as this. What would happen if you're on your way home right now? How many of you only have a way to get into your home through the garage? What happens if if your garage door opener doesn't work? What happens if the power to your house goes out and you're not able to get in through the garage? Then what? How are you going to get in your house? What do you do? You know, these are all things that you start thinking about how, you know, we're so dependent on, yes, electricity, but also when it comes to just our lives, how much of that is online, digital, et cetera. You really start thinking about it. It's quite a bit out there. That's for sure. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Yes, you can also get in touch on the app chat where you can send us a message at any time. Just tap the app and send us a message. And, you know, it can be even a photo or a video or something audio. You can send us a message that way on the app chat. When we come back, we'll begin to wrap things up here on the Chad HD Show as we get ready for your Tuesday edition of the program. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. We'll wrap things up here on the Chad HD Show.
Exciting and new.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When I'm driving, I look twice for motorcycles.
I look twice because motorcycles are easy to miss.
I look twice just in case a motorcycle's in my blind spot.
I look twice at intersections and before I turn left.
I look twice because I want to know for sure.
I look twice for motorcycles because I don't want to hurt anyone.
Look twice for motorcycles. There's a life riding on it. A message from Texas Department of Transportation.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there. Final segment of the program today. And we do appreciate you being out there. Remember, you can always send in your thoughts on the text line. And you can also weigh in on any of the subjects that you want to on the text line, on the social media stuff as well. And don't forget, you can always go back and re-listen to the show. I had quite a few folks went back and listened to the Friday edition of the program as we had a Tepper tantrum from State Rep Carl Tepper, and quite a few folks who sent me a message over the weekend that went and listened to Tepper, and you can go back and listen to that. Of course, the Chad Hasty Show podcast, that's how you do it. The podcast available on your favorite podcast platforms. That includes Spotify, also on Apple Podcast and more. How about this? Another study out there. Gen Z rewrites, easy for me to say, workplace rules, showing up sick, now seen as selfish, not dedicated. In a nutshell, 31% of Americans say showing up sick is no longer admirable, and only 25% thinks that it impresses the bosses. Gen Z and millennials most likely to view sick colleagues as selfish. 42% say it harms relationships. 64% use that label, say that it's harmful. Post-COVID caution for 57% say their expectations around illness changed since the pandemic. 70% are more careful about hygiene and exposure. About 70% would turn off their camera during a video meeting if sick, blending flexibility with professionalism. Why would you? I mean, I guess if you looked horrible, you would turn off your camera. I guess if it's like a Zoom meeting or something. Yeah, I guess that's better than seeing, you know, someone like wipe their nose a lot, or, you know, they just look absolutely terrible and disheveled maybe. Then that's fine. But I don't, like, if you just don't feel good, but you're at work or you're at home, why would you turn your camera off? I don't, that's kind of weird. Anyways, I'm also just not a big fan of Zoom stuff. Like, it just I'm just not a huge fan of it. Anyway, most rely on water, 67%, sleep, and 52% vitamins to strengthen immunity, and prevention now trumps presenteeism. Younger workers, according to study finds, are drawing a hard line in the sand when it comes to illness in the workplace. They're not afraid to call out those who cross it. According to a new survey, Gen Z and millennials are leading a cultural revolution that's transforming the once celebrated act of powering through sickness into something far less admirable in our germophobic world. Selfish behavior. A survey of 2,000 Americans shows a clear attitude shift around workplace illness. 42% of respondents say that their relationship with someone would be negatively affected if that person knowingly showed up sick. I think also maybe it depends on what it is. Like if you've got allergies and you don't feel good, I don't care. Like if you're at work and you've got allergy, you got like a stuffy nose, and it's just allergies, okay, I'm fine with that. If you've got strep, go home. Like, if you've got something that's going to, like, mess up the voice or make someone really sick, then, yeah, I don't want you at the office. I am not a germaphobe. My dad's a big germaphobe. I'm not a germaphobe. My dad's a huge germaphobe to the point where, like, he goes through way too much hand sanitizer. And he was even worse about the whole hand sanitizer years ago. I think he's a little bit better now. But he's a huge germaphobe. But I'm not. But I still, like, if I'm around people, because my job is to be on air. My job is to talk to you. My voice has to work in order for me to do my job. If I've got watery eyes or if I've got a stuffed up nose, I can still do the job. It may not always be fun, but I can still do the job. If somebody comes to work and they're just like, I want them as far away from me as humanly possible, because I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. I do everything I can do not to get sick, because I know I'm a baby and I'm just horrible if I get sick. And I know that. And I take great pride in not getting sick out there because I don't want to miss work for being sick. I'd rather miss work just to go on vacation. I was like that when I was a kid in school. Like, I never wanted to miss school just for the sake of missing class. I was never that kid who was just like, I should blow off class and not go to school. I should skip today just so I can hang out and not do it. No, it's like I would rather just, if I'm going to miss, I'd better be doing something really fun. I'd better be doing something really fun. Same with, you know, skipping out on this show. If I'm gone, it's because we're having a great time somewhere. And I want you to know that. That if I'm gone, if I'm on vacation, unless I am just absolutely sick, if I'm gone, it's because I'm having a great time somewhere. I'm on vacation, I'm having a blast, we're family, and we're having a great time. That's why I want to miss. I don't want to miss work or miss doing the show because I have a bad voice and I don't feel good and I'm on the couch and I just, I feel so bad. No. Who wants that? So, yeah, I guess I guess maybe I do fall into this category, or of if you're like really sick and you show up to work, I'm one of those that says, get away from me. Don't come anywhere close to me. Like, I don't care if you power through, whatever. I'm not, if you're truly sick, yeah, you know what? Stay home, get better, come up, you know, in a couple of days and conquer the job. If you've got allergies or a stuffy nose, you know, you get the regular cold that's out there where everyone's going to get it, everyone's going to catch it. Well, okay, all right, fine. Power through. You know, it's, who hasn't had a cold? Who hasn't had to deal with the sniffles before? But if it's something that's truly bad, yeah, okay, stay home, deal with it, and you can power through later. Enjoy the rest of your evening, folks. It's going to be looks like it's going to be a beautiful night out there. Enjoy the rest of your evening. If you're going to be watching a little NFL football tomorrow, MLB playoffs start. I'm excited about that, even though MLB has scheduled some of those games during the day, including my Cubbies. That's okay. I'll still watch. I'll still be able to. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe. Stay healthy. God bless you all. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 5 p.m. for the Chad Hastie Show.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.